And it's 5:44. You're listening to 90.7 WFAE, your source for coverage of the DNC in Charlotte. Good afternoon. I'm Mark Rumsey. Presidential candidates cannot be everywhere at once, so they have an arsenal of surrogates, people who speak on their behalf and hammer home the campaign's message points. For the most part, they fall into two camps, political surrogates and celebrity surrogates. WFAE's Tanner Latham joins me in the studio to talk about the role of surrogates in the campaigns. Well, Tanner, these are the folks who've been hitting us and every other media outlet up for interviews. Give us a quick rundown on these folks.
So we've had several members of Congress and other politicians from different states wanting to stop by for these quick interviews with us on Radio Row down at Time Warner Cable Arena. The governor of Vermont, for example. Then there are these different interest groups that support things like the new health law, for example. You know, it runs the gamut. I've actually spoken to some celebrities myself, actors Ashley Judd and Cal Penn, who were speaking on behalf of the president. I also saw Hill Harper, who is an actor starring in the show CSI New York. If you're a fan, he's the guy who plays Dr. Sheldon Hawks. And he and President Obama were buddies together while they were both at Harvard Law, and he's worked with the campaign since 2008. And so I met with him while he was walking a red carpet into a VIP party down at Amos' South End. And a minute into our interview, Harper immediately went into one of the campaign's message points.
So, Tanner, when you're talking with these surrogates, will they actually address your questions, or do they just seem to be reciting something off of a script?
Yeah, they'll answer the question. They're not like robots or anything like that. But as you know, Mark, oftentimes they'll answer your question, and then they'll find a really fast and creative way to circle back around to that talking point they're trying to hit home. The thing about surrogates is that there's always a demand for them. Obviously by the candidate, because he or she can't be everywhere at once, but also by the media beast. The countless talk shows have so much time to fill that they'll bring them in all the time. And I talked to Daryl West, who is the Vice President of Governance Studies for the Brookings Institution. That's the public policy think tank in D.C., and he spoke to that point.
The news media have an insatiable demand to have people appear on interview shows. And so you may need a dozen or more people at any point in time in order to cover the television outlets, the newspapers, and the major radio stations.
Well, back to the campaign's use of celebrities for a moment. They're really good for spreading the message, but they're also key for fundraising, aren't they?
Absolutely. I talked to Perez Hilton this week about that. Now, he's the guy who's built his whole career as a celebrity gossip blogger, and he gained his own form of celebrity. So I asked him about the Hollywood connection to campaigns.
With celebrity, oftentimes comes money. They can help fundraise. Barbara Streisand can throw a benefit concert and raise $100 million for Barack Obama. So while you may not want to publicly align yourself too much with celebrities and court them too much, privately you want to use them so they can get you money.
Tanner, it sounds like Hilton is alluding there to the risk that candidates take when they have so many people speaking for them.
Yes. Sometimes it can be a fine line for a politician to walk. Candidates want to parlay the fame of those celebrities in their favor, but celebrities and even political surrogates are real people. And in the moment, they can go rogue, off script. So here's Daryl West again.
When a celebrity goes off message, it can create serious problems for a campaign because there can be days of news coverage of that celebrity misstatement. And every story that the media runs on a Clint Eastwood or someone else who has said something controversial, that's one less story about the candidate speech itself.
And thus the term damage control, I guess. Well, Tanner, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Mark.